Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just told him I'm the only person, there's got to be thousands of people in this room, I'm the only person that eats at Heinz Ward's restaurant in Seven Fields. Heinz, I've been there many times.
I appreciate it, Ron.
Got to keep you in business, don't I?
Yes, you do got to keep us in. But, you know, when I came over here, man, you know, I always show my love to my Pittsburgh guys. So I had to make sure I find my way back.
Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes.
No
and you know what I'm going to ask you about first.
Yeah.
What's up with 84 in Pittsburgh? Do you see a resolution there?
I hope.
How did it get to this point?
Well, I just think the culture that was set by Mike Tomlin. I mean, you know, we all you walk around that building and the standard is the standard. That's kind of the motto. Well, you know, the shenanigans, the circus is not conducive to winning football, and that's not the standard of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Antonio Brown, which, you know, I'm not going to put all the blame on him, but he needs to be held accountable for his actions. I mean, when they pay you that type of money, it's not just what you do on the field. It's what you do off the field. It's what you do in the community. And I think for the Rooney family to invest so much in the player, I think it's kind of disrespectful that if Mr. Rooney calls and you don't answer the phone, it's disrespectful in itself. I mean, I got Mr. Rooney on speed dial. So if he ever calls me, I know that's the one phone call that you might want to pick up. But I just think from Coach Tomlin, I mean, the way he handles certain players and try to treat players differently and stuff, I think you set yourself up with a can of worms. You're opening up a can of worms in that sense, because look at Coach Belichick, what it did to Malcolm Butler, a guy who helped win the Super Bowl. Late for one meeting, he sat him out in the biggest game of the world. And I think you look at AB, what he did with the Facebook Live, and there was really no hard punishment for that, because you have to set the tone early, or because players are only going to get away with what you let them get away with. But once you start creeping into them and letting it get by and sweeping it under the rug and things don't go well, Steelers have too much talent not to make the playoffs, and that's a reflection of the head coach.
You talk about opening the can of worms. How do you, can you put the worms back in the can?
I think you can make peace with Antonio. Because you're a grown man. If you can sit Antonio, Coach Tomlin, even Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, granted, I get it. Ben, you're the captain. You wear the C on your chest. But when you do a radio show every week and you criticize players publicly, we always had a motto when I was playing with Casey Hampton, Jerome, Jason Gilden, Joey Porter, Brett Kiesel: keep my name out your mouth in the media. Do not go out there and talk or criticize or anything in the media, because you're just creating more distractions, because now the media is going to run over to the players. Hey, Ben said this and this. We always talk about brotherhood, right? If we're brothers, Ron, I feel like I should be able to come up to you and talk to you as a man without the media and say, hey, this is something I see you need to work on your game. You need to do it. And that's really what – it's not just AB. It's not just Ben. I think it's collectively, it's all three need to sit down in a room. How do we move forward as grown men? What we're going to do, what we need to change up to have a conducive winning team, because the talent's there. They just beat the Patriots in the regular season. And for them to not even to make it to the playoffs, it's all because of off-the-field stuff. The stuff about me or what I ain't got or whatever. I just think each individual needs to look themselves in the mirror and get back on the same
page. Well, I have, you know, for public record, Ben does a show with me.
Yes.
He does it every week, every Tuesdays with us.
You can't criticize guys. I get it. You want to do it, but as a player, former player, and I play with Ben, he wouldn't like that if someone did that to him. He would have a serious problem with that. When you start doing that, players, and it's kind of hard because the quarterback position, basically, your hand's in the quarterback position as a wide receiver. So when I hear reports that when Ben say he just won't throw you the ball, that's not the thing that you want to be saying to guys. Because it's like, oh, man, what do we do? It's all about him or it's all about me? It's all about the team. The way we talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers now is the way we used to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. They great talent, but you just talked about them so much about off-the-field antics. And that's not the Steelers culture. I lived it. We were brothers. We kind of, if you got out there in the public, you they look down upon you. Like the leaders in the locker room say, hey, man, what are you doing? We're trying to win games. We're not out trying to be out here all talking about stuff that don't even matter. Let's get back to just playing football, because that's what matters in Pittsburgh. It's the expectation level, not only for our organization, but for the fans. We are Pittsburgh Steelers, and we need to be in the playoffs competing for championships.
I had Jerome on yesterday or the day before, and he talked about the leadership in your locker room, and you were part of that. He said this stuff wouldn't have happened back then.
You gotta help.
And he said now they got to just say, hey, you're going to act stupid, we're going to throw you out here. Can you do that? I mean, how do you make a guy a leader?
You can't make a guy a leader. He's either got to be in him or is not. And at the quarterback position, you earn that title because you're a quarterback. So I put more emphasis on Ben because you've been there. You're the oldest on the team, and you have to find a way to make it work, especially when he's towards the latter part of his career. I want to make sure all my guys are happy. I want to do whatever I can to make everyone happy, to bring peace within the locker room and take control. Hey, this is how we're doing it. I'm not going to call you out, guys out in the media. I don't want you guys to think that you can call other guys out in the media. And I just think that was just – it was just a culmination of stuff that just led to the Antonio Brown blow up. So, yes, I don't agree with Antonio, but I think Coach Tomlin, Ben Roethlisberger, the whole team, you're all in it. It's not just one player that caused the whole fiasco. Like, we win as a team, we lose as a team. And the team didn't make the playoffs, and that was everybody needs to put their hands in the cookie jar and own that one.
Real quickly before I let you go, are you rooting for the Rams this week? The Patriots would tie the Steelers for six Super Bowls.
That's why. I walk around with my ring proudly.
You got two of them on.
But I got the six. You see the six big diamonds? I don't want the Patriots to be in the same category as us. But you can't – what Tom Brady's doing, 41. I'm 42. The guy's still playing at a high level. But, yes, I'm cheering for the Rams. But I just think what Brady is doing is remarkable. And I'm cheering for the Georgia running backs, Ty Gurley and Sony Michel. I want one of those guys. I wish they both can get a ring. Unfortunately, only one can get a ring. But I still love the Georgia guys I represent.
Are you in the group that thinks you got cheated?
No question. I call them all the time. So they're cheaters.
But they haven't cheated nine times.
No, exactly. So at some point, that rally cry just goes away.
But do you feel like those early – 2001-04, you guys. I mean, Chris Hoke, we have on regularly, goes, absolutely, they took it off of us.
They did. I mean, but I can't, I don't want to sound like Saints fans and move on. To me, I've kind of gotten over it. I think we had our chances. We didn't capitalize on it, but was there coincidence that we just knew some of the things that before going into the game that they already knew? I kind of gave up on that, Ron. I don't, cheaters, whatever, and I know the KDKA guy just got fired for putting it.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for him because you have to be from Pittsburgh to understand that that was just a little jab that we have within our community, and I hate that the guy got fired for that. I mean, I would hope everyone just say, he was just joking around. You got to understand that's a Pittsburgh thing.
Real quickly, you got the two rings on. Yeah. What does those mean to you? To get the first one in 40, and you were the Super Bowl, and you were the MVP.
You know what? Every time I wear them, Ron, it really brings back the journey that I had. And it wasn't more so the game itself, but it was the journey. It was seeing the Chris Hoke butt naked in the shower, practicing 5 hours after practice was over with. It was Casey Hampton eating a snack in the steam room. It was those moments. It was a Troy Polamalu, everybody trying to steal his soap in the shower and stuff and put it in their hair, hoping they can get Troy's hair. So it was those moments, the journey that it took for 53 guys to come together as a unit. All egos, all economics, places, backgrounds, but to come together, especially the first one, being a sixth seed, backs against the wall, the only guys that matter are the guys in the black and gold. And we found a way to get the job done. So, I mean, winning that first one was amazing. The second one was like, man, we're doing it now. Because I used to always say, you never really felt like you were a part of the Steelers organization until you brought home a Super Bowl. So every time I saw Mr. Blunt, Mr. Swan, Mr. Stallworth, it was Mr. Green. But then when we won one, say, hey, Lynn, Mel, you know, John, hey, what's up with you guys? Terry, what's up? You know, so you felt like you were a part of history and a part of our organization by bringing a championship there. So, yes, I am rooting for the Rams, but I just think for what Tom Brady is doing is remarkable. But I wear these rings just to reflect back on the journey and what it took to get there, man. And I cherish my moments with all my teammates. I love them to death. I hope they call me whenever they need me. I'll be there to try to help them out.
Hines, I appreciate you stopping by. What's your favorite dish at the restaurant? When I go to Hines Ward's restaurant,
I get the smoked wings.
Smoked
wings.
Are they good?
Yeah, you know, because I'm on a health kick. I'm trying not to eat.
Smoked wings in the health kick?
Yeah, smoked wings are good, especially if you're on keto diet. See, I'm on the keto diet, and all you eat is the fats and a little protein, and then it helps you. So I'm trying to shed off the weight. I don't want to look like I'm too retired.
Hines, I appreciate it. Appreciate it now. All those years I covered you, I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Good luck
time.
To you, okay?
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Anytime.
All right. Hines Ward. Joe, take it over.
Great stuff with Hines Ward at the end. I love that part going from Mr. Green and Mr. Harris to, hey, Joe, what's up? Hey, Franco. That is great. And there's a lot of guys, and based on that theory, everybody but Ben in that locker room must feel like they're not really yet part of the Steelers organization, right? Because what have they really won? All right, coming up, Ron with Anthony Munoz. We're going to talk about that. But you know what I want to talk about next? Just that. If you're out there listening right now, does it matter to you that the Steelers still have the lead on the big, giant scoreboard that hangs over the entire NFL, the Super Bowl era? Who's got the most? We could talk about a lot of ways to rank franchises and dynasties, and God knows we spent enough time doing that this week and every year because the Patriots are in the Super Bowl pretty much every year. But the fact of the matter is, if it's a golf leaderboard, the Steelers are still in the lead. They got six. Does it matter to you if the Patriots tie them, or is it just like, who cares, really? All right, so they're tied at six. Who cares? Ancient history. I'm wondering if you in this town will be rooting hard for the Rams for that reason. On Sunday, 412-928-9370, the Rivers Casino is the place to watch the big game Sunday and place your bets. Live broadcast from the sportsbook starts at 10 a.m. Join the biggest viewing party in Pittsburgh for the big game in the new Rivers Casino Event Center. It's free. Stadium-style food and beverages will be for sale, and sportsbook kiosks will be available to place bets. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Details at 937thefan.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.